Okay, Be'ez Hashem, the agenda for today is to uncover a little bit of the background behind the machlokis between, the way we had understood it, the machlokis between the Mishnah Brura and the Chazon Ish, which starts at Sifkat Memhei, and then Be'ez Hashem to finish the Simen of Shin Yud Gimel and do the last part of the halachos of Bona, and those are the halachos of Mechitzos and Ohel. That's the last part of Bona, and then we'll discuss Be'ez Hashem what we're doing after that. Okay, we saw the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Mem Hei told us the following Yisod from the Magen Avraham. The question is how to go about taking the Magen Avraham's Yisod. Magen Avraham said that if you have a kli that has a cover, a jar, and you close it, so then in such a case, the halacha is that even though at first glance you're doing the ma'aseh of hiduk, which we read in Sif Vav, the Mechaber writes, Mitzvah shel prokem asur lachzir lahadkav in toka chayv chatas. So there the derech is to tighten it very, very strongly. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura quotes the Magen Avraham that says that it's mutter. Why is it going to be mutter? So it seems, this is the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands it, that the reason why it's mutter is because you're constantly opening and closing it. In other words, it's not a binyan that is lasting at all. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan applies it. In Hask, we used to have campers that needed special utensils, and it seems to be kemat, the case of the Aruch HaShulchan, that needed special utensils, and those utensils were put together and taken apart. So in such a case, is it permissible to do that on Shabbos? So from the Magen Avraham, the way the Aruch HaShulchan understood it, the halacha is yes. However, we saw the Chazon Ish that says not so fast. The Chazon Ish, we spoke about the hashlachos of the Chazon Ish in terms of electricity. That's not our issue tonight. The Chazon Ish says that no, he has a fascinating take on the Magen Avraham. He says like this: no, you know what the Magen Avraham was talking about when he says you're allowed to close and open the kli. If you're taking two pieces of a kli and you're putting it together, haduk tov tov, that's the derech to do with the kli. That's going to be an iser daraisa. Aye, and smita shel prakim. Aye, the halacha is that we say that it's mutter according to Magen Avraham. No, there you're actually not making a kli. He says when you close up a kli, you're not making a kli. And I pointed out to you that the Chazon Ish is lishitaso in another place. I gave you a Marim Makom that the Chazon Ish is lishitaso. Whenever you have a closed kli, it's not called a kli. And Rebbe Zal on that other place asks, but he holds the opposite. He holds that a kli that's made is, even if it's closed, it is a functional kli, and that's why we quip that you got no taharis. That's a machlokas that's beyond my scope. Okay. What emerges though, then, says the Chazon Ish, even if you're going to open and close and you're making a kli, so that taking two parts, so in such a case it's going to be an Isur D'oraisa. Now it's interesting to note that the Chazon Ish, when he deals with Tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda, the Noda B'Yehuda in Simen Lamed in Madura Tinyana, writes that to open an umbrella is going to be an Isur D'oraisa. So the Chazon Ish in Simin Nun Aleph discusses this Noda B'Yehuda. It jumps out at you because the Chazon Ish doesn't quote a lot of Achronim, but he quotes the Noda B'Yehuda in the beginning of a paragraph in Simin Nun Aleph, and there he discusses whether the Noda B'Yehuda is right or wrong. He never mentions that the Noda B'Yehuda might be wrong because it's a Binyan L'Sha'a. So again, we have to speak to people who really know the Chazon Ish's Shitas and Ksavim inside out, which I don't. But what seems to emerge to me is that the Chazon Ish seems to be choshesh for a binyan l'sha'av. His only problems in the Noda B'Yehuda don't revolve around the problems that the Chassam Sofer raises. We'll get to the Chassam Sofer shortly. We have a photocopy. The Chassam Sofer raises that maybe it's going to be there won't be an Isur D'oraisa because it's binyan l'sha'av. However, the Chazon Ish does not raise that. So I'd like to be ma'ayin be'ezer Hashem on the sugya of binyan l'sha'av. See what are the basic mekaros tell us and see how it shakes down la halacha. So again, the Mishnah Brura seems to introduce that if you're taking apart the keli, it's going to be mutter. The Chazon Ish holds that it's us. So I'd like to share with you a makor that I think wasn't emphasized enough in the standard Svarim that discuss this, and that is the Lashon of Rashi and the Lashon of the Ritva on the Mishnah, opening Mishnah in Perek HaBonah. So the opening Mishnah in Perek HaBonah writes, on Kuf Beis on the Beis, the Mishnah says, Zakla. After it introduces the Chiyuv of Bona, Zakla. Kola osa melacha, umelachto miskayemes b'Shabbos chayiv. If you do a melacha, and the melacha lasts on Shabbos, so then in such a case, you're chayiv. Now, actually, I read the Mishnah in a loaded way. What we're going to see is there are actually two ways of reading the Mishnah. We're going to focus on Rashi, two Rashis, and then see the Ritva. What exactly is the statement of Kol Osa Melacha Umelachto Miskayemes B'Shabbos? It says Rashi, Kol Shu Akula Koi, all the examples, Kol Osa Melacha Umelachto Miskayemes, Sheyesh Miskayemes Kiyotzeba Ve'ein Mosif Aleha, B'Shabbos, A'osa Melacha Koi. Says Rashi, the Mishnah says B'Shabbos, so it means that the person did it on Shabbos. Comments the Ritva. In Dibar HaMatzah, we're going to be medayik on two Rashis over here, one after the other. Comments the Ritva. What does Rashi seem to be saying? Rashi actually, at first glance, the Ritva claims, is turning the Mishnah on its head. The simple reading of it is, Umelachto miskayemes b'Shabbos. The Hagdara of Umelacha ha-miskayemes is that it lasts on Shabbos. So all you need the melacha to last for is just on that Shabbos. According to Rashi, when Rashi changes the Zehaklal, the Zehaklal means, when it says b'Shabbos, it means the person who's doing the melacha on Shabbos. Rashi is coming to be mafkia from those cases where the melacha is not going to last for a long time. Let's see the Ritva inside. Says the Ritva, Pirush Rashi, da osa b'Shabbos ha'osa melacha koi, ki ilu k'tani ha'osa melacha b'Shabbos u'melachto miskayemes. The melacha has to be miskayemes. It has to extend for a long period of time. If it only lasts for that Shabbos, according to Rashi, what will emerge is that it will be mutter. The Yesha Pirush, and there's some who explain, continues the Ritva, Dafilu ein melachto elo l'shoa, she'eno binyin kayem elo bo vayom belvad, chayov, uki inyin sha'amru binyin b'yushalmi, binyin l'shoa binyin. As the Yerushalmi writes, we're gonna see in a moment, this Yerushalmi through the eyes of the Sam Sofer. Of course, you could like to look it up inside. The Ritva says, the Yerushalmi seems to say not that way, that all it needs to be is melachto miskayemes b'Shabbos, only for a Shabbos, and that would be enough to be over the Isur. Okay, so first of all, what emerges over here is that Rashi seems to hold that it needs to be something that's mamish miskayemes for an extended period of time. In contrast to his quotes, the Yerushalmi holds that even a binyan l'sha is going to be chayav. So let's immediately plug in the implications into practical terms. If you hold binyan l'sha is chayiv, that even for a short period of time it's going to be chayiv, so then let's take the case of the utensils. Anytime you have a utensil that you're putting together that's longer than a period of time of one Shabbos, so then automatically it's going to be asur, even if the derech is lefarik tamid. As long as it often lasts for a Shabbos, so then in such a case, it could very well be that it's an Isur d'oraisa. However, I put in the Maamar Mekomos, Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Chelek Bei Simen Mem Vav, where he seems to paskin that we say that binyan l'sha is not considered a binyan. And if something lasts for a short period of time, so then in such a case, it's not going to be subject to the Yisr. So now, when we talk about...
If
okay, so we'll try to be magdir a little bit about the difference between whether it's going to be undone. We'll get there, Be'ezer Hashem. That's a fair question, though. Okay. That's what emerges Aliba de Rashi. That from Rashi, one would say that there's room for a heter. The most important makar amongst the Mekilim, and it seems that the Mishnah Brura in his heter over here is going with this Yisod, is the Chsam Sofer. Let's take a look at the Chsam Sofer where he quotes this Yerushalmi. The Chsam Sofer, you have the photocopy already in front of you. In Ayin Beis, in Tshuva Ayin Beis, the Chsam Sofer quotes the whole Yerushalmi. Now the truth is, the way the Chsam Sofer uses the Yerushalmi is debatable. Here he starts off, the Chsam Sofer in Tshuva Ayin Beis, starts in the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda said that an umbrella is going to be an Isur D'Oraisa. Says the Chsam Sofer, I have a reason to show that it will not be an Isur D'Oraisa. I don't think opening umbrella is an Isur D'Oraisa. And he says why. V'achar iyun hodet hetev, second paragraph. Omer ani bevadai, lisa parasol b'shabes, lav mishes chasidus hu, v'shomer nafshi racho kimenu, aval mekol mokon lefiyan niyaz daiti, einenu kamo shechoshev agon zatzal. V'kol malocha delo ashkon dekavasol mishkon, lo mechayev ala b'shabes. And he quotes the Yerushalmi. V'zeh loshon Yerushalmi sof perek lal gadol. Ma binyan hayi b'mishkan shayinos nimkroshim al gabi adonim. The Yerushalmi points out that the makar of bone is binyan ha-mishkan. Uparech. And the Yerushalmi there asks, V'lav shah haya? Isn't it a binyan l'shah? Amar Rav Yossi, it didn't last. Amar Rav Yossi, mitov shayinosim v'chonim al pi adibur, kemo shayichonim la'olam. So Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says that since it was up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then when they built it, they had no das to be mefarek at all. Because they had no idea how long they were going to stay. According to some mafarshim, they stayed in places, some places for a very, very long time. So their das was la'olam. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, then it's different. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbon, mikivan sheftichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'achnisan la'aretz Yisroel, Kemoshu l'shah. Rabbi Yossi Barbon says, no! If HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them they were going to be in Eretz Yisrael, so then it's a binyan l'shah. And here the Yerushalmi concludes, Hado Amra, binyan l'shah, binyan. So we see from here, binyan l'shah is actually considered a binyan. So the Yerushalmi over here concludes, binyan l'shah, binyan. It could be that the Ritva is making reference to this Yerushalmi. This second opinion in Yerushalmi. To summarize, in the Yerushalmi you have two shitas of how to deal with this Metzius of Mishkan. The first shita says the Metzius of Mishkan actually is with the opinion that holds binyan l'shah lav binyan. Why? Because when they put it up, it was kavua. The second opinion holds no. They knew that it was arai. Nevertheless, binyan l'shah, have a binyan. These are the two opinions. Now, how do we paskin these two opinions? So Chsam Sofer says, I'll tell you how we paskin these two opinions. We paskin on this, says Chsam Sofer, binyan l'shah lo have a binyan. Why? Continues Chsam Sofer in the next paragraph. V'lamadati me Yerushalmi hazeh gimel tamim shelo yeh b'prasol shum nindu nisa min ha-Torah. There is no isa min ha-Torah. Al kapanim chada, davile binyan l'shah. Upirish binyan l'shah, she asuyim et chilasol of nosol esosol l'shaito, l'chazol of nosol esosol kol shah, kemo shah yemishkan, asuyo, pligo amiroim, and we saw that in the Yerushalmi there's a machlokas amiroim, and he says, so how do we paskin? So we look in the Bavli. V'kivan na'ashkechon stama de Talmuda in Shabbos, in the Gemara in Bameh Madlik and Adav Lam and Aleph on the days, says the way that they constructed the Mishkan is is an example of Bona and Soser, continues, let's do it inside, says the Chsam Sofer, the Omer Gabi Sosam Nav Limnos Vimikomo, Dichsin Van Dichsiv, Al Pi Hashem Yachinu Kimikomo Dami. Wait a second. So how is this a case of Soser Al Menas Livnos if at the end of the day they're always moving? So you don't have the Bona that's Kayama, you don't have the Soser that's Kayama, the Gemara asks. So the Gemara answers, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. So everything is being done on that Makom. So what do you see? that you don't look at it that their das was that they were going to move. Their das was that they were going to be in that place. So that place was kavua, and therefore, even when they're soser, you can look at this soser as a soser al menas livnos. Bottom line, what emerges from the Chasam Sofer is that he says, we see from the Bavli that at the end of the day, we take the side that they were kavua. And therefore, we're paskining according to the opinion that says, binyan l'shah lo have a binyan. Because at the end of the day, when they were building just like we see in the, that it's still considered soser al menas livnos. Because the Gemara says, because al pi Hashem, everything is looked at as kavua. So too, when it comes to this question of whether it's binyan l'shah or not, it's a binyan kavua. This is the mahalach of the Chasam Sofer. Okay. So first of all, I have a ha'ara. This Chasam Sofer, by the way, is the in the Tshuvas, is the makar that many quote that to be matter of binyan l'shah. So first of all, I have a ha'ara. It's not a bomb kasha, but just a ha'ara that the Ritva quoted the Yerushalmi in the exact opposite way. It's true that there are two dais, but the Ritva learned from the Yerushalmi the exact opposite. The Ritva learned from the Yerushalmi that binyan l'shah have a binyan. And he understands that at the end of the day, the Yerushalmi came out that binyan l'shah is a binyan, as opposed to Chasam Sofer presented it as if we come out that binyan l'shah lo have a binyan. That's ha'ara number one. So, I think that's an important point in terms of defending the Chazon Ish's position, to realize that the Ritva did not understand it that way. The Ritva understood that the position of the Yerushalmi at the end of the day was binyan l'shah have a binyan, although he concedes that Rashi's shita is that it does that it has to be a malacha that lasts longer than that Shabbos. Dov is 100% right. We haven't gotten into the hagdara of what does it mean that it's not going to last. Is it because it's not going to last me'elav, or is it not going to last for other reasons? And we'll get to that Be'ezer Hashem shortly. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. The Yerushalmi is very unclear whether it's a machlokes or not. The chalal in the Yerushalmi. So I think the discrepancy between the Ritva and the Chasam Sofer might be
okay.
Based on I think
on that nekuda.
I think the Yerushalmi is in its own lashon. I think there's a machlokes between the same motion and the Kohen Gadol.
Very good. Very good. I follow what you're saying. Right. So what Rabbi Yitzchak is saying is the Chasam Sofer is reading the Yerushalmi as if there's a machlokes. You're 100% right. You could read the Yerushalmi in two different ways. I decided, because we're halacha oriented, not to go through Yerushalmi inside, but you're correct. Also, just for another Marim Makom, there's another Yerushalmi with another Karban Eda. There, that according to the Karban Eda, Yerushalmi there is saying Beferish, I think in my defus it was Dafnun Aleph, where the Karban Eda seems to say that the Yerushalmi is of the opinion binyan l'shah lo have a binyan, so that also is relevant. Yes, Dan.
Here's the fact thing on the dinyan that Chasam Sofer makes between talking about binyan l'shah versus soser on the stevnos and kamo.
It could be.
The idea is that wherever Hashem says the mishkan should be, it's the same makom.
Right. As opposed to something that's moved. Right. I hear. Nachon. Okay, but at least. We have the Makar. I want to show you that that there now we see that there's a Chasam Sofer that says that Binyan L'shah is Lo Have a Binyan. The Avnei Nezer in Reish Yud goes a step further. The Avnei Nezer says not only is Binyan L'shah Lo Have a Binyan, but it's Mefurish in the Avnei Nezer that he holds not only that it will not last on its own, as David had asked, but even if the reason why it's not going to last is because the person is going to, or people in general, I'll prove to you it has to be people, but people in general take it apart. Not only that it doesn't last on its own, but even the Baal HaMelacha takes it apart, in such a case it's going to be mutter. The Avnei Nezer there is talking about the famous Shaila that we all like to, you know, when we go to Shana Aleph, this is one of the new exciting chumras, and that is the library the library stamp on the book, are you allowed to open it at the end of the day? Is that being mochek, right? Is that mochek or not? So we're not doing kosev right now, so I'm going to only use the Avnei Nezer's application to that shayla. This is discussed later on, in all the way in the end, in Shin Mem or so. The Ramah raises this issue. Here's the Tshuva HaRamah. We're going to see it through the eyes of the Chassam Sofer. The Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer in Reish Yud says that he thinks that it can't be a shayla of Doraisa, and he's according to Tosas. And follow the bouncing ball over here with his Tosas on Sadi Dalid on the base. The Gemara on Sadi Dalid on the base discusses what exactly the Gemara is assuming, that based on the Mishnah, that there's a prohibition to braid here on Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses what is the issur of braiding here. So first the Gemara introduces on the Bayit Sadi Dalid on the base that the issur over there is the issur of Ariga, of weaving. Asks the Gemara, V'chi derech Ariga bekach? Is it the normal way of weaving? So there, the Gemara says, you're right. That's not the normal way of weaving, and therefore it's not going to be chayev. The braiding of the hair is not the isser of oreg. In fact, the Gemara comes up with a famous chiddush. The Gemara says that the isser is actually of bone. Why is it bone? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bone chavez here. Vayivan tapas adi heyam ralf. Vayivan Hashem elukim asatzaleim. Lamech shekola HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechava. So that's a play on the words, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided Chavas here, and the Lashon is Vayiven. So what do we see from that word Vayiven? We see from here that the Isser is going to be braided. So it says Tosas on the Havamina of the Gemara and the rejection. Tosas says, why is it not considered Ariga? Va'o dehacha ain't sofa lehiskayin. Sha'omedes l'stira. Since braided here is normally taken apart, this is how the Avnei Nezer understands it. Since braided here is normally taken apart, so then by definition it can't be oreg. Oreg is something that lasts, and since it's taken apart, it can't be oreg. Says the Avnei Nezer, we see from here, for something to be called melachto miskayemes, it has to be miskayem lemaisa. Even if you're going to argue like David was driving at, that if it would nobody would touch it, it would last for a long time. No, if at the end of the day people normally take it apart, so then in such a case it's no longer considered miskayemes. Let's see how the Mishnah Brura uses this Tosas. Let's take a look. There's a very important Mishnah Brura. Unfortunately, the Chavetz Chaim over here with this Hagdara of Binyan Lashah is not very explicit. But let's see what we do have from the Chavetz Chaim. If you put all the pieces together, the Mishnah Brura is one mahalach. And it seems to be that Binyan Lashah is takam mutter according to the Chavetz Chaim. Let's take a look. In Shin Gimel, Siv Chavav, on this issue of braiding, so says the Mechaber, Asar Lekloa Isha Sar B'Shabbis, V'lo Lahatik Kliyasa. So Mishnah Brura is medayik that over here the Mechaber says there is only an Isser Midrabanan, not an Isser Daraisa. Says the Mishnah Brura Midrabanan Mishum de Domi Lebinyan. It's Dome Lebinyan Ukedarshin and Al Apostle. Aye, what about Oreg? So he says it's not going to be an Isser of Oreg. A couple lines in Sif Katan Pei Beis in the Mishnah Brura. V'hacha b'seir lo chashiv ariga mishum hu mechuber berosho. That svara we did not discuss. V'od the ein sofa liskayim shom medes l'stira. Also says the Mishnah Brura, since it's going to be taken apart. Oh, okay. So I like your ha'ara, but we'll get to that in a moment. The sharitz. Okay. So what emerges here from the Avnei Nezer, and the Mishnah Brura also says it at least in regards to Ariga, he says that what emerges is that there's Ariga L'sha L'chal HaPachos, Ariga L'sha in such a case is not going to be Asr because it's Omedes L'stira. The Sharet Zion then goes and discusses in Sifkat and Samaches, he discusses how long does it have to last. And he quotes the opinion that we saw of those who say that only has to last for one Shabbos. In Sifkat and Samaches, he says that you see from the Rambam that it only has to last for one Shabbos for it to be considered lasting. And then he says he's not clear how long it would need to last according to Tosfos, our Tosfos. And finally he comes back to our Rashi, like the Ritva was Medayik, and he says that according to Rashi, one Shabbos is not long enough. In order to be Chayiv, you would need an extended period of time. Okay, so let's summarize what we have up until now. Let's go through the whole caboodle. We start with the poskim. That's what we're building from. We started with the machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah, whether there is going to be binyan l'shah on kelim. The Mishnah Berurah seemed to say no, and the Chazon Ish seemed to say yes. We then saw that l'chura, the general discussion of binyan l'shah, seems to be, according to the Ritva, a machlokes between Rashi and the Yerushalmi, in the sense that the Yerushalmi seems to hold, even for a short period of time, it's going to be chayiv when it comes to bonin. The Chassam Sofer understood the Yerushalmi differently. The Chassam Sofer understood that the Yerushalmi actually comes out l'kula. That Yerushalmi seems to say that binyan l'shah, at least in the Maskana, when you put the Yerushalmi and the Bavli together, binyan l'shah is lo have binyan. Then we saw that the Mishnah Berurah extends the Yisod, that if it's not going to last, just like the Avnei Nezer was Medayit, if it's not going to last, like the case of Ariga, then in such a case it's not considered an Isur Doraisa. Now, the Sharet Zion, here's a subtle point, the Sharet Zion, this responds to your question, David, the Sharet Zion equates Bone and Ariga. He's not Mechalik between the two. He uses the Halachos of Bone also to decide the Halachos of Ariga. Hence, L'aniyas Daiti, the Mishnah Berurah is Lishitaso. The Mishnah Berurah holds that the Hagdara of Bone, L'chol HaPachos Bone Doraisa, is, the Hagdara of Bone Doraisa is that you need it to be something that's Miskayim, and it needs to be something that is going to be Miskayim entirely. If a person takes it apart, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not going to be an Isser Doraisa. That's clear. The only thing is, based on the pasuk, there is this iser derabanan that it's dome lebone, the hair braiding. It's dome lebone. The pasuk at the end of the day calls it vayiven. Ad kan divrei hamishnah brurah. So now we got a lot of, on the one hand, we've got a lot of poskim that are makel over here when it comes to binyan l'shah. We have the Chassam Sofer. We have the Avnei Nezer, who extends it even to when you take it apart, as well as the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharet Zion. That's a good crew. That's a good crew to have. The only thing I want to point out to you is I have a simple defense according to the Chazon Ish. And this is what David alluded to. The Chazon Ish, I think, will say that Tosfos is not a raya at all. Because the Hemshech of the Gemara is dafka, that Bona does apply. Bona does apply, even if it's Omedes L'stira. So it could very well be that from the Hemshech of the Gemara in Sadi Heyam and Aleph, from Vayiven, we see that even though it's Omedes L'star, like the way many had understood the Yerushalmi, the way the Ritva had understood the Yerushalmi, the Chazon Ish has a Ritva on his side from the Yerushalmi, and even from the Tosos, the Avnei Nezer's right from Tosos, the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the Tosos, one could argue, pum fakert. You could argue the opposite. You could argue that that's a halacha dafka by Ariga, but binyan l'shah, we learn from the Mishkan itself that binyan l'shah have a binyan. You learn dafka from the Mishkan itself, binyan l'shah have a binyan, like the Ritva had said. So the Chazon Ish is not coming from mamish left field, doesn't make any sense. It's true. Rov poskim are matir. But to defend the position of the Chazon Ish, one could understand that the Chazon Ish l'shitaso disagrees with this Mishnah Berurah and the use of the Avnei Nezer of this Heter, and it'll hold that we learn dafka from Vayiven that and the Yerushalmi by Binyan Lasha, both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and the way Rabbi Yitzchak had pointed out, the way you read the Yerushalmi, the Ritva read the Yerushalmi this way, what will all emerge is Davka Binyan might even be an exception of Binyan Lasha Lahachmir. Hence, even though we all know that Ksav She'ena Miskayim, right? When we talk about Ksav She'ena Miskayim, those are Gemaros. So what's the Chazon Ish's response? What are the Machmirim's response? The answer is the Yusham Lanias Daiti. And again, I throw this out all up for Rizcha Shel Torah. These are not Maskanas of mine. I'm learning with you. What emerges Lechura, according to the Chazon Ish, is that Dafka by Binyan we would be more Machmir. Okay. So, Halacha Lemaisa. Most poskim go Lekula. At the end of the day, if you have the Chafetz Chaim who told you that it's not going to be an Issa D'oraisa, even if people generally take it apart, therefore it's mutter. Hence, there's much, much room to be mako, according to the Mishnah Brura, in many of the cases where it's Omed Zofar. What's an example of that? Rav Avadya has the example of making a syringe. So that in such a case, constructing a needle, he claims even without getting involved, Chol HaShem Bo Sakana, since they immediately take it apart, so then in such a case it will be mutter. According to the Chazon Ish, it doesn't seem to be it will be mutter. According to the Chazon Ish, it might be a shayla v'doraisa. However, again, if you have the Mishnah Brura over here, who's going in this direction as well, and you have both Avnei Nezer and the Chassam Sofer that all go l'kula, so in such a case there's room, there's a lot of room to be made go. No, because at the end of the day, there's this dummy Labinian part. As far as I know, I've never heard anybody be make on umbrella. Again, even the Chassam Sofer, who said that Binyan Lasha was okay, the Chassam Sofer said that he could get us out of a Doraisa. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Maybe Rav Dani, as I'm speaking with you, maybe Hagufa, that at the end of the day, we see by the Kliya, we see that when it comes to braiding, where it's Omedes Listar, nevertheless, the Gemara says black on white, that's going to be, according to Mishnah Brura, Nisar de Rabbanim. So an umbrella is not going to be less than that. Yes, sir, Yitzchak.
When the Mishnah Brura defends, I forgot where, when he defends the Nisar de Rabbanim's umbrella, so he's clearly
it's a good kasha, I don't have it there. I have to say, I did not think about that question, and that requires thought. It's an excellent question. That if it, at the end of the day, the Mishnah Brura holds to the no debut, then how do you reconcile these two things?
Because his defense is...
Now I'm thinking out loud. The truth is... I don't like doing this, but Achol Pikein, let's talk. Usually I only say things I've thought through beforehand, but maybe the Teretz is that even the Mishnah Brura only said that there's not going to be an Issur D'Oraisa. He went only so far as if it's... No, Lehefech. No, I'm stuck. I don't know. Sorry. Yes, sir, Simi.
Isn't there a method of
right, according to those Rishonim that say that so Ol might have a different halacha. We're getting to Shin Tesvav Be'ezer Hashem. This is specifically in regards to Bonet. So it could be that's only the Rabbanan of all are right. We're getting. Maybe. I try to go over as methodically as possible. That's the difference between me and people who have everything on their fingertips. I'm going with one sugi at a time. I don't know. Sarachim. Yes.
And in that we're saying the cases of Binyan Lasha are going to be Derabanan, right? Like the case of camp or
the case of
utensils.
Right.
You're saying that by clear in the day of Derabanan, the presentation of Ruth.
In other words, what you're quoting is that at the end of the day, when it comes to the Seyar, the Seyar is the Rabban. That's what you're bothered by?
Right.
So the answer, but then I'll ask you a Stira. But the Mishnah Brura said black and white. The whole Mishnah Brura that we were starting with says Sifter Memhei, it's Mutter. So the answer is that that's some type of Asmachta de Rabbanan and Vayiven. It's a big discussion exactly. You have to say that that's a special halacha. But here we're going to have, bottom line, is according to the Mishnah Berurah, what will emerge as Mutter, but according to the Chazon Ish, we understand the Chazon Ish a lot better as well, why it would be permissible. Rav Nevinzal told me that Binyan L'Shar is Mutter. In other words, when I discussed with him Lego, we discussed last time out Binyan Mikalim, Lego, so he said to me, no, even if you're going to ask her from this and that, there were those who wanted to ask her based on the Ramban, so he said, no, Binyan L'Shar, it's Mutter. So Mipi Rabbi Hussein, we also heard black and white that we could use this heter that of binyan l'shah. Yeah.
Do you have to break the Lego before it comes to Shabbos, or do you have to? I mean, if the kid makes the Lego and he leaves it there and all that.
So right. No. So the vart l'chura is. Oh, let me get both angles. Let me start. I have one more ha'ara. I want to start mamish the opposite direction, or if Yitzchak come back to your direction, from where you're coming from. What happens if you have a child that's very, very precocious, who builds models, complex models, he builds them, takes them apart, and builds them again? So in such a case, is that also, most you and I, when we would build those models, that would be Omedes the Olam, that would be Binyan. Obviously we're assuming now some level of Binyan Mikalim, but we've already proven that we're Choshesh for Binyan Mikalim. Okay. So what would the halacha be if the kid takes it apart? So I just want to bring out from Rashi, who is the great Makar Lahatir, that the Ritva used, that says, Binyan L'shah lo ha'li binyan. So from Rashi, it's Mefurish, black on white, that I think that in such a case it would be Yasir. Because Rashi says, the Rashi right before, when Rashi seems to say that if it lasts just for that Shabbos, it will be Mutter, because Rashi did not read the Mishnah in the simple way. Rashi says, on Kufbeis and Mabeis, Rashi writes, listen to Rashi's words, it's important. Kol osa malacho malacho miskayemes, sheyesh miskayemes kayotze bo. That in general, this lasts. In other words, if the way, let's say, the Mishnah Berurah had understood Shitas Rashi, if people generally take it apart, it's going to be mutter. So Lego is going to be mutter. But it's only if it's those things that normally are taken apart. But if it's meskayemes kayotze bo, if it generally lasts, then it's going to even be usher for you. So don't tell me that I'm going to take it apart. If it's something that normally stays, in such a case it's going to be usher. Now this has hashlachos in terms of a model, but I'm sure you could think of other cases. You know, Rav Yitzchak had asked us last week. We're not going to get to his shaila entirely until next week, but we had said that it was mutter. Right, we have another reason that it's mutter. But let's say he told us that he was constructing a mechitza, and he's taking it apart all the time. He's constructing a mechitza for the light, v'chulei, and he's going to take it up and down and up and down. So then we don't care. Then it's going to be us. I don't care if that's your das, according to Rashi. So bear in mind, I think all of the mekilim are not saying that if the doctor decides, if the counselor decides to do something that's normally miskayemes, and then he's going to take it apart, Then you don't have the heter of binyan l'shah. The notion of das is not going to work. So even though we're being makel, I want to emphasize that there is this important caveat that some people miss, that it has to be dafka, that it's general, that it's miskayem. Now I can't point to you a Mishnah Berurah, but what I can point to you is Rashi, who is the source of a heter in lamdus that the Rishonim make a big deal of, that the Rashi is black on white. Hence it would be. It would be very hard to be machmer against it would be very hard to be makel, excuse me, in such a case. Yes, Rav David?
It's not even like kneeling too much, but okay. There are.
Yeah, it's very hard to kneel me.
When I was little, I didn't do Lego to connect. And there were some sets that you could just like play with and like take apart, and there are some that you could, you know, construct and play with for weeks before they got boring. But they're goof of the same pieces.
No, the same thing as Lego. It's just a different style. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, just thinking like a strange man of childhood.
Right.
Okay, Legos. Some Legos you can just build, take apart, and we've just said that that's fine. But some Legos are almost like a model.
I think one has to decide what's Peyote Bomb. One has to decide what one has to be mevarer. What is the normal way for people to use it?
But the same pieces, though.
No, at that point, I'm not following.
I could give a kid Legos, but I could also give him a little instruction manual how to build a
right.
Model.
That's Playmobil. Playmobil.
Yeah, that's what the kids are
right. Okay. That was right. Those were the expensive things that my kids wanted us to buy for them. Okay. So Playmobil in such a case. That here in Eretz Yisrael they're very expensive. So so in such a case, then what's going to be as far as that's concerned? And a chanami, I think if there's a kayotze bo that you don't take it. Again, let's put in very practical terms. The Shaar Tzion writes that according to the opinion of the Rambam, all it has to do is last for a Shabbos. Then you're going to be chayav. And he's mesupik according to Tosfos, and according to Rashi, he seems to understand it has to last for a very long period of time. So maybe it becomes totally in this question. According to the Rambam, most people put together a Playmobil, it lasts for a Shabbos. So then, in such a case, then according to Rambam, biyaser, even if in general we hold it that there binyan l'shah, that's what will emerge. According to Rashi. So then maybe it's mutter. Maybe Gufa, Playmobil is an afkamina between, Playmobil will be an afkamina between Rashi and the Rambam.
And even if he wants to play Playmobil and take it apart, it could be us or just because some kids put Playmobil and leave it.
I mean, it is a question.
No, so that's a question. It's a question on average. The Rav Dani's not satisfied with on average. He wants to come up with something a little more scientific than that.
No, I'm saying for that the question of Butler Dani. So in this case, I think we could all agree that we don't know what the minhag is. I mean, personally, I think the minhag is you get a box of Lego. The first thing you do is you build what's on the box. Then you say, okay, why did I do that? You take it apart, and then you build whatever you want. That's what I think. But it could be that. But I know that there are definitely people that build the thing and then leave it. But
right.
I don't know who does more. I don't think we're ever going to find that. So what do you do now? Meaning you have no idea what the minhag is. It could be one way, it could be the other way.
That's already needling me. Okay, let's. What happens if... we have no idea what the das are. I think in such a case what posts can do is they take a look and... No, the Gamor, the Simcha. What posts can do is they take a look at the thing and they try to estimate what most people... If you pushed me against the wall, I'm not a postic, but if you pushed me against the wall, what I would say is that a Playmobil is a shaila of the rice according to Rambam. It could very well be that in such a case there might be room that it. I'm scared to say out of my mouth that something like that would be mutter, unless maybe Playmobil.
Since it's so vague, there's no das. Even if there was like 60%, it's so vague. Like some people.
I hear. But it's a suffix d'oraisa. I would go to Chumrah. It's a Safik Doraisa.
It's not the case where the Machitzos, where everybody basically just, puts up Machitzos, that's the purpose, and they step. And then there's some people that in some circumstances, they like to do this. This is a case where it depends on what kind of kid you are. Sometimes, some kids like to do this, and some kids like to do this. It's not like there's actually a Kavua way to do it, like objectively, like by the Machitzos. Machitzos is a Kavua way to do it.
Again, Suffolk Doraisa scares me. But it could be, the more and more I think about it, just the Mitzvah, the Playmobil is probably very, very likely for the kids to take it apart. No? I think it's pretty likely for the kids to take it apart. But if you're talking about some types of things that are much more kavua than that, so then it would be different. Could we try to quickly finish up, and so this way we could start a new topic for Yisrael Hashem. Let's take a look at Shin Yud Gimel Zayin Ches. Just let's read the Zayin in the Machaber. Korish Nishbara Mutal Samcha Baruch Samita Shein Kli Lo Kedei Shetala De Imkain Havalei Bona El Kedei Shelo Teire. So you're allowed to support a falling beam only to support it, but otherwise, if you're going to be propping it up. So then, in such a case, it's going to be aser. So again, we have the problem of hiduk. Anytime there's any type of hiduk, then it's going to be aser. Sifches. Safsal shenishmat echad miraglav also lazir l'mekamo. If one has a bench that one of its legs have fallen out, so then in such a case it's prohibited to put it back. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lazir l'mekamo sifkat nun aleph vafilu lasos rofui. And even if you're going to put it loose, it's still aser. Gzeira shema yiska b'yesek kedei lechazko. So there is a gzeira midrabanan that says that if you have a bench that has that its leg has fallen out, so then in such a case there is an iser midrabanan to put that back. Okay, the application of this halacha is very very profound, and that is there's a case that's very common that the post can discuss, and that is broken glasses. What happens if glasses break on Shabbos? So then in such a case, is a person allowed to put it together? So the rule of thumb, L'Aniyas Daiti, the Piskei Teshuvos has a long entry about this. I think the rule of thumb is actually a little bit more straightforward than the way it's presented in the Piskei Teshuvos L'Aniyas Daiti. And that is, that if it's a place where normally there's any type of screwing that's done, so then in such a case it's going to be aser, even if you're going to put it in b'derech rofui. Because as we saw earlier in the Mechaber, that if it's something that the derech is letzkoa, in Sif Vav we saw, then in such a case it's going to be aser. And that's exactly the chashash over here by Safsal. By Safsal the chashash is that since it's common for people to be tokeya, to fix it in such a manner, then the halacha is going to be aser. In the Piskei Teshuvos, they say the following chiluk. They say there's a chiluk between metal glasses and plastic glasses. The metal glasses, metal frames, that there's always a chashash shami yiska, and plastic glasses, there isn't a chashash shami yiska. In a case where there are frames, nowadays most of us don't even have frames anymore. But if there are frames and the lenses are put directly into the glass, into the frame, so then in such a case, l'chura, l'niyas daiti, in such a case, it will be mutter to put it in. And I saw that the Tzitz Eliezer says this. The Tzitz Eliezer, they make reference to it, but they make it more confusing than it has to be. The Tzitz Eliezer says that if you have in Chelek Tes, Tshuva Chav Ches, at the end of the tshuva, he's writing a tshuva to the great Mechaber, Yisode Yishurin, or Felder from Toronto. So there, the Tzitz Eliezer says, to pop it back in is going to be mutter. Why? Because popping it back in is not a Shema Yiska. There's no Isser whatsoever. So L'Aniyas Daiti, it shouldn't make a difference whether it's a metal frame or it's a plastic frame. In such a case, if you're popping it back in, L'Chura, it should be mutter. However, any time there's anything that's that normally is put together through tkia, through screwing a screw, even if you don't do it that way, so then in such a case, then you have this gzera of safsal, and hence it's going to be usr. One more point that I'd also like to be cholik on, if you will, on something that the Piskei Teshuvos says, which I said to you last week. I was makabel what the Piskei Teshuvos said last week, and the more and more I thought about it more critically, I realized. That it does not make sense, and we come back full circle. I want to be magvir better. What is the difference between mita shel prakim and a kosh shel prakim? What do we see the difference in basic halacha? That a mita shel prakim, it's always usher to put it back together tightly. Let's see the lashon again in the Mechaber. Mita shel prakim also lasur lahatka v'imtaka chayv chakas v'imhi refuya muter lechatchila. So in any way you put it together tightly, it's going to be aser gzera shema yiska. In contrast to kol shel prakim, so then in such a case the kol shel prakim, so then it's going to be muter lefarko lachzira b'shabbos. So we wanted to know what exactly is the difference between a kol shel prakim and a mita shel prakim. So I think the difference between the two is the following. A kol shel prakim are utensils that people screw together, but they don't do it very, very, very tightly. For example, the boys in the Shana, And Shana Bet gave a Shana Bet example. They were mechalek possibly between the utensils and has, and a pool stick. A pool stick, so that's something that when you play pool, that's minus something that for its effectiveness, so then you screw it very tightly. In contrast to the utensils, it could be that the utensil is going to work once you join it together. Let's assume that there is that, you have that chiluk. So if that's so, if that's the chiluk, or just a mita, let's talk about a mita. So the chiluk is a very, very basic chiluk. And this is what I saw in the poskim. And that is, if the derech is to be mahadek yetov tov, then it has a din shel mita shel prakim. And then in such a case, then we're machmir that you're not allowed to be mahadek it at all. And according to the mission, the Ramah, we saw that even usher if it's going to be roughly. Now let's go to Piskei Tshuva. Piskei Tshuva says that what happens if you have a wheel that falls off of a wagon, of a baby carriage. So last week I told you, if you have a wheel that falls off of the baby carriage, according to the simple reading of the Mechaber, it's going to be mutter. According to the Ramah, so then in such a case, it's going to be asur. And I mentioned to you that the Chazon Ish says that according to the Mechaber, it is, the Chazon Ish says that we're not choshesh v'is Ramah, and therefore I said to you that a baby carriage would be mutter according to the Mechaber and the way the Chazon Ish paskins to put it back on. And that's how the Piskei Tshuva is presented. However, tonight, I am chozer. I was just quoting what was seen straightforward in Piskei Tshuva. L'niyaz daiti, once we come up with a good hagdar, mita shel prakim and the kol shel prakim, I think, at the end of the day, no parent, no responsible parent, will want a wheel that falls into the category of kol shel prakim. He wants a wheel that's muhudak, like a mita shel prakim. Hence, even the Chazon Ish, who said that in a kol shel prakim, then it's mutter to do it rafui, but that's only a kol shel prakim. But a mita shel prakim, nobody is meikel. Hence, Lania's idea. I don't know of any heter to put the wheel onto the wagon.
For the wagon, people are.
What's that? Oh, a shopping wagon might be very, very different. Correct. A baby carriage.
Well, the original lacha is on the wagon.
The two cases are mita and a kos. Those are two cases. No, what might have been confusing is I started off with the dugma. I started off with our case. That was what might have been confusing. But in the mechaber, it's a mita shel prakim versus a kos shel prakim. But a mita shel prakim, if it's mehudak, and you can't put a wheel back on if it's just that way. Hence, we had many times in Hask, that's a real shaila of a daraisa in such a case. That's a shaila of a daraisa. So that should be done for sure. Even though there are cases that Al Yidei Yisrael is going to be mutter, that for sure should only be done on the day of God. Okay. Emir Tzeshem, next week we'll start Mechitzas and Oel Shin Tez Vav.
Yeah, I mean.